a little bit of everything and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Thank you enough, Tiro, but Alex Jones has it from here.
I haven't heard from him
lately. Well, you're not going to hear from him that much, but until he shows up at your door. Because it's everybody's starting to lose their quirks a little bit. Email from somebody who said, the last thing we need to be doing is staying inside, especially that's why the Sun Belt has all the problems. Florida, Texas, Arizona. The reason we're all catching COVID is because we're all hunkered down inside due to warm weather. The AC is on blast. So we're recycling all the air.
What? Is that a real email?
That's a real email. Yeah, right there.
So, that's right. So staying at home
right.
Without... Now, if you have 30 people over to your house...
Well, that's what you're doing.
Then you have a point.
And the other side is, and in the summertime in hot states and stuff like that, I would venture to guess it's maybe because people sweat and explode goo and germs all over while they're sweating and probably place their gooey littleness all over everything, and they could spread it that way. But you might be right that the fact that we're all indoors minding our own business is causing the spread. That seems – this is what we're fighting against.
My wife was invited.
It makes more sense with there's lots of people in there. That's different, and that's where they found where
yeah, well, ventilated
the gatherings
areas, right.
Inside. Right. Yeah.
But it has nothing –
solo, no.
Right. The message of staying home, your air conditioner's not giving you COVID unless you've got it. In the house already.
Yeah, staying with your family.
So keep,
don't invite everybody over, neighbors, the friends.
All negative people in your house cannot, it's not just going to float through into your AC and then suck up through the filter and knock you out.
My wife was invited to a birthday party yesterday.
Yeah, you
going to the lake, bunch of friends to get in. Like, is that a real invite?
Yeah.
Can't get it outside.
Are we reading this correctly?
Can't get it in water. You can't get it outside. And I believe Eric said it yesterday. You can't get it on your birthday. It's a free pass day. It's my birthday. The COVID cannot. It knows. You were Wednesday's child. And you cannot get it on that day. Mine is coming up. Yours is right around the corner. Toledo's is 10 days away.
Birthday suck in 2020. Can't we just accept it?
Yeah, I told Eric off the air. I'm like, why don't we just say, you know, the baseball, when you knock the ball over into the neighbor's yard, it was a do-over. This is a do-over. We just do 2020 next year. We don't have 2021. We just eliminate this as a side goof. Whoops. And then December 31st, we ring in 2020 and then go for real this time. And we'll start again next year.
The calendar can handle it.
Yeah, yeah. We've monkeyed with the calendar so
Let's
much as it is that we're not really on any sort of a, you know, give or take a year, Jesus is going to be cool. Who cares? And maybe it'll earn his wrath and he'll come back faster for all you people who love him so much. So there you got that. For all us who don't care, I'll do 2020 over again and act like this was just a box of toys I found that ended up with a bunch of dirt and mites and I had to throw it away.
Well, remember in 2000 when the computers were going to mess everything up? They were talking about maybe just starting over and eliminating 2000, starting at 2000 or 1900.
Or 21. Yeah, I don't know what they were going to do. They had ideas.
Just reset it.
They did a big study that said due to COVID-19 and the lack of scheduling, humans have lost their grip on the constructs of time. Like we're not good at it anymore. And people don't really understand how time is affecting them because you're so regimented most of the time. Majority of people have a schedule and are on some sort of thing. And the fact that they're off of it is messing their brains up and they can't cope with basic functionality. And so, yeah, unfortunately, too many people would be screwed up if we just said, look, we made up time. It's a man-made thing. There isn't actually any such thing as time. We did it for our own schedules and to find out what's what and when. That's us. So just do 2020 over. And then all the record books and everything will stay the same. It's just going to be weird to see that, you know, Kyler Murray's second season in 2020, he was 2 years older than he was in his first season, so historians will struggle with that. But outside of that, who cares? We skipped one. And of 2022, not 2022, 2020, the sequel, T-O-O, I guess. If it's more like this, I say we just keep 2020 going until we find
the
vaccine.
Well, that's the thing that is scary for some people because that unknown, that... This it might not go back to, you know, everyone says just wanted to go back to normal. This could be relative than a new normal.
No, it's but well, they'll fix it. And when they do, we'll just start 2021.
Yeah.
On that next, so if they fix it like next February, we'll just sit through another 2020, get our bearings about us, restart, and then when 2022 is supposed to start, we'll just ring in 2020 and we'll start over. Now you just call yourself 2 years younger. I'll celebrate my 48th birthday two more times. That's fine. Everybody'd be happy with a couple, you know, it's just gap years basically for college. We're just kind of taking a year off to see what we can do, and it's a big, giant failure. Julie says, my husband works construction, and he installed a new science lab at Stanford when Corona broke out. Everything shut down. The school shut down. All these brilliant minds were told, go away. You know who wasn't? My husband and the construction workers who were deemed Stanford's essential workers to keep working on their lab. We have to have a future lab. My God, we're Stanford. Now everyone go home. We can't let these little kids get sick. They're the future. The other thing, Mender brings this up, and it's a great point. What other schools have sailing teams?
I would imagine like Florida schools.
Okay. Then
Washington does.
Okay, if that's true.
Michigan.
When Florida plays Stanford, how expensive is it to get the equipment over there?
Very true.
Think of that.
Do they just use borrowed equipment? Well, use the gear that's there?
No, because if you think about Ohio State playing Michigan, and Ohio State provides the uniforms, Michigan would be, we're not playing this game. There's no way. There's going to be problems with the stitches.
They probably take it, you know, usually in the region. So you trailer up your one boat
and you get your over F-350. To Michigan.
Yeah, and you have, you know, in the Midwest, really, you could have
two or three schools.
Conference.
Right.
Yeah,
sailing
and have a regatta.
Right.
So it's basically they train all year for a couple of tournaments.
Right, and the basics of it is you can only play the other schools with sailing teams that are close to you.
Yeah.
So you have like a race a year.
Until maybe nationals, then the top conference goes to
down to yachts. Or is it like maybe each school is provided boats? It seems expensive is all I'm saying. It's just getting to the point where you're like, unnecessary.
Those Sunfish, I think what you're picturing is it's like America's Cup. It's a big old yacht.
Stanford.
I don't think they do that. I think it's the smaller little Sunfish yachts or maybe a little bit bigger.
I think it's full cruise yachts.
They've got to transport them.
Because I'll tell you this, Stanford is not going to have poor people boats representing Stanford. They're going to get a couple of monsters out there. That's the point of being Stanford with your sailing club. You go up against, San Luis Obispo University and their cute little, like you said, Sunflyers or whatever those things are. And they roll out that Stanford yacht. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're Stanford. Look what we've got. I guarantee you they've got big boats.
I beg to differ, Brady.
Yeah. They have
the Intercollegiate Sailing Association.
You should see the boat Toledo just pulled up.
This is
the Naval Academy's boat. It is full on America's
Cup. It's a 10-man crew
boat. It's America's Cup
sailors. And the boat in front of them.
Yeah. It is exactly the richest possible boat you could get. The Naval Academy has.
They're not messing around.
What do they have a sailing team for? That's what the
what
Navy
do you mean,
is.
What do they have the sailing
they
team for?
They are a sailing team.
Yeah,
what do they need to compete for?
They already got the equipment.
They're heavily funded sailors. There's no beating them.
Well, if you go to their official Facebook page, they do have some smaller boats.
Sure.
They probably train on
poor
both.
People boats. Oh, I went to a poor people sailing college. Yeah, it is kind of an interesting thought, though. You got to hitch up your 350 and drag your America's Cup yacht down to UCLA and drag one out down there in
college
LA.
Sailors sail for the McMillan Cup, John.
That's right. It's got to continue. Stanford lost.
Who's
their
the
team.
Dominating school? Does it
the Navy?
Find out.
I'm guessing
yeah, look
the Navy.
It looks like the Navy.
You beat them and they blow you up with their armaments. It's an impressive, amazing.
Brady's
thing.
Right.
There's
okay.
some of those. I'm
that's
sure
their
they've
official
got some of that
Facebook
stuff.
Page.
That's adorable.
Although they shut that down, right? Because
but yeah, that's done. But
yeah,
that's single sailing. That's one man sailing. This real yacht regatta sailing stuff. If they're going for the McMillan Cup, you've got that 10-man superboat.
Washington College is one of the more recent dominant ones.
Oh, no kidding, Washington. It's just a sailing school.
Yeah, that's all they do.
No more scholarships. And I'm all for the sailing stuff at school, but it's. Look, if you're getting a scholarship for that or cornhole or, touch football, I think you're wasting everybody's time and money. And it's, so expensive for people to go to school nowadays, and yet they're paying for that. Doesn't make any sense. It's Ted Knight, basically, from Caddyshack.
Teddy.
You scratch my anchor.
It's easy to grin when your ship has come in.
You'd make an excellent dean of a college, John.
Oh, yeah, you would.
Just get rid of everything Farmer. You don't like.
I would absolutely, well, come on. I'd look at the bottom line first. I'm like, if sailing's bringing in cash, I'd be like, hey, we got something here. I don't agree with paying for all these kids to do it, but I don't necessarily agree that college needs to have sports.
There's give and take. In order to get the one that's making you the money, all right, we'll put a sailing team together.
Right, because what they
to
do
keep
in
this crew happy.
What they do in Europe makes more sense. Whatever your kid has an affinity to, he goes to a school that is specializing in that. It's soccer school is an education for kids who show, like, you know, by junior high, they show quite a gift for soccer, and they get put into schools that are just for soccer.
It kind of works that way in sports. I mean, like, Duke's good at basketball. They
right,
suck
but,
that's, at everything
but they
else.
Play everything. Yeah. And this is different. Like, soccer school, like, no, we don't have football teams. It's dumb. It's a soccer academy, and then you can go there, and they'll weed out as you start to stink, as you get older and stuff, and they try to find the best and the brightest for that. They don't have college. I mean, there's no – they have a rowing teams, but you got to pay to be on it. It's weird. It's really weird. And then this guy's COVID-19 email is pretty funny. He goes, you ever met a good-looking woman? The more you get to know them, they become less and less attractive. Mm. Well, yeah, I think that's like all of them. that goes for my R-worded 26-year-old neighbor's roommate. She's amazing to look at, but probably the biggest slut ever. Brings a different guy home every weekend. Not only that, but she's a pig. She expects everybody to clean up after her. My neighbor watches my dog when I'm out of town. And I'll go, and sometimes the dog wanders into a room that she leaves wide open and grabs stuff out of there, and once it was a giant sex toy that she just left out, and he'll wander around, and my neighbors think it's hilarious. Last Sunday, she tested positive for COVID. That was the big news between the neighbors. Came home from work yesterday, and her car was gone, and her friend's car was there. She went to go work out with a group. I'm just astonished at how dumb she is. Is it all good-looking people? Well, Hayden, you're asking the wrong guy. I don't know. I don't know how good-looking people behave.
I mean, Angelina Jolie's been divorced. Megan Fox.
Oh, no, it's not about divorced. You get tired of a good-looking lady. But, yeah, I think what he's basically saying is, are they all this dumb? Are they all – and it comes from the fact that they've never been told they can't. Like, good-looking people here – that 30 Rock when John Hamm was, like, the worst tennis player ever, but everybody wanted to play tennis with him. And he couldn't drive, but they'd give him, like, a Ferrari to goof around in. And he was the dumbest – person ever, and somewhere along the line, Liz Lemon realized this man's never had anybody tell him he can't do something. Like because he's so handsome, everybody's like, "My God, you're fine. Don't worry about it." And I think that goes for a lot of really pretty women. They don't have to try, and that's why when they get into their 40s, they get so mad because they age out of their looks and they don't have anything to lean on. They haven't ever developed a personality. They're no good at anything, and you know, eventually we all age out. It's true, but yeah, I don't know. Your neighbor sounds. She's going down the wrong path. But there's plenty of people out there who are like, well, I'm young. I've got the COVID. It won't kill me. So I'm all right. This is a great one here from Connor. He's just been catching up on the podcast. I'm very essential, so I can't catch the whole show live. So I listen when I can on the podcast. And I was listening to what was being talked about with the Washington Redskins and their name being thrown around. Battle Hogs, Warriors, Red Tails, all that stuff. How come no one has suggested Pigskins? Make a logo the football, and they can be called the Skins. Biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. It's what they did up there in St. John's with the Red Men. They called them the Red Menace or something.
Red
I forgot.
Storm,
yeah, Red Storm. They kept the red part, which was the offensive part.
It sounds like, you know, I think there was a quote the other day saying they just want to get away from that whole
pig skin.
Yeah.
The skin situation.
If you leave it Skins, then you still have the history there.
Sure.
You just change it. Completely.
I like pigskins. I think that's a solid
one. Get out of the skin business.
Yeah. Until somebody starts teaching pigs to talk. And then the next thing you know, you guys have been stripping our skins for football, for your own pleasure, for your own. Like, we've got to change the name again. It's the only time we get really upset
is when. It's a mascot name. Pigs. Who gives a crap?
Yeah, I don't understand why anybody's upset. But pigskin's pretty solid. I like that. If you're going to throw them out there, you know, no bad ideas outside of slurs. And there'll probably be a few in the future that we didn't realize were. Slurs that are currently
known. I'm sure they're looking at all the choices.
Sure. But pigskins, I've never even heard it thrown out. I have not heard that one even bandied about, which is a great name. They're the hogs. Great. Football's
kind
a pigskin.
Boring, though. Pigskin.
Pigskin makes sense, though. Football's a pigskin. It makes sense that it's a pigskin. They've got the hogs. You know, so, they're the pigskins. It makes tons of sense. It applies to every angle of what they're doing. Plus, it keeps the skins thing going for the people who want to throw a fit about that. You can just call them that now that they're pigskins. They took out the word men from Syracuse just because somehow or another that became offensive. So you never know what's going to be offensive later. Men? Well, my God. Humanity? How dare you name it men?
Well, the girls' sports were the orange men.
Hey, let me tell you something. Hate to break it to women. W-O-M-E-N.
You're three quarters there.
Yeah, you're more man than woman, according to the spelling. So if we're just going to take letters away because you're offended by M-E-N, you got to change your own name. And I don't think anybody was that offended. I think it was a knee-jerk for orange men. We're the lady orange men. Okay. Woman. Stop being so offended when your own, you know, basic descriptive has the word man and men in it.
Nah, that's right. We need to change that to woo-woo-moo-moon. We need
orange
more letters.
Ladies.
We need more letters.
Everybody's all up in arms about nonsense. Stupid. Yeah, I don't get it. Big plans this weekend, Brady, with the weather and stuff? You going to do anything with the COVID?
Oh, yeah.
Is
yeah.
your test back? You got tested again, right?
Today. I get it back today.
And you're going to get
Maybe
back today.
Maybe even this morning before we get off the
air.
Well,
there could be a chance that Brady finally test negative.
Has the announcement?
What's your you know what we should start doing is having announcement parties like they do for babies that are men or girl and boy, you know, like they have one of those reveal parties.
Yeah.
We have a COVID reveal party where Brady.
But we can't be around, Brady.
Yeah, no, but he can film it and he goes in the backyard and he throws a balloon in the air and it's either got red powder in it or gray powder in it. And gray means he's negative. We're shooting for that. Red means Brady has to stay inside for 2 more weeks.
Yeah, I like it. We don't have to do anything. It's all Brady.
That's right. Every week's like Groundhog's Day with Brady. Brady, you see your shadow?
Nah, I got to stay in for 6 more weeks.
Are you tired of getting sticks shoved up your nose yet?
Yeah, that's got to be awful.
How's your navel?
Yeah.
Your navel?
Navel.
You're doing it wrong.
Good.
Nasal cavity.
I still have it. My navel test.
Quit sticking it in there.
But it tickles.
So you are, this is like your 8th one, and you got to go again. And what is your feeling? Do you think you're still going to come back positive?
I feel pretty good about this one.
Yeah.
Because just going off a feeling, it's like it really feels like it's, I feel really good.
Yeah. So you think you're negative now?
I feel that way. I'd be more surprised than anything this time if it still was like, oh, it's in your system still.
I'm going to go positive.
That would surprise me. I'll go positive.
I'm saying, I think you got one of them lingering ones.
I think you're Pollyanna-ing it could be.
I think you're going to end up just in the nightmare of lingering, where it's just going to be this disaster of positive tests. Even it's going to be so frustrating. And then I just read a study the other day. You know, Eric tried to add misery to your situation yesterday by saying that people with mild cases end up brain dead by the time they're, you know, eight months after.
It was just a story.
It's a little research. Who knows what's true, what's not. But so far, it's been 100% across the board, all studies, people with mild cases, brain dead 8 months. They're still walking the earth, though. They zombie up. The other one was that the autopsies are coming back for people with COVID. And, like, almost all of them full of blood clots.
Ooh.
Like it started to clot, and they didn't know that, and they're clotting blood. So keep an eye on that. Might want to go get flushed.
Are you trying to scare the crap out
of be aware. Go in there, maybe get a transfusion, get some hydrochloroquine in those veins, and wash it out.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to go into the hospital right now.
Yeah, you should.
I need some treatment.
Hey, look, you should anything right now to just go get those blood clots taken.
Yeah, you got to get ahead of this thing.
Yeah, you don't want to sit and say, well, I don't want to get sick. It's so exciting. If you ever say it's too expensive, I'm just hitching the head with an oar.
It's too expensive.
Yeah, don't do that.
Tell them to fix your brain and fix the blood clot.
I'm worried a little about I've been doing the navel tests, and I think maybe that the COVID's got my brains.
Navel tests are the best.
What'd you do?
I have a couple Navy guys come over, and they tickle me, and then they're like, you're so positive. And so I can't go outside. It's my naval positive test. They keep coming back. I'm like, you guys are good sailors. Like, this guy's really positive. I'm like, darn it.
Yeah, go get checked. When it's all over, Brady, when you're negative, go get checked again for all the other stuff. You know, there's no harm in that. Make sure your blood's not going to. I don't want to watch you have some sort of aneurysm because you feel good about everything.
So if Brady is negative, then he's coming back Monday?
No.
No hurry. There's no hurry.
There's no comfort in the building
right
now.
I was told yes. Did you see we have all of our plastic shields up now because of Doug? And Doug has to live in a bubble like John Travolta. Yeah.
The Gophers just got smacked down because I saw Moynihan doing that yesterday, peeking over.
You're not allowed to look over the plastic seal. We've got these big
Notice plastic shields.
You didn't. Go down there and look. The giant plastic shields are up.
Oh, really?
All over. Downstairs is just plastic shields. And Doug is not allowed. Doug's wife.
Well,
is
he wanders
a nurse.
In here every once in a while.
I know. We don't care, but everybody else does. Doug's wife works exclusively with COVID patients at the hospital, and word got out there. People like I went down and was in the sales meeting, and they all had torches and pitchforks, and they were angry at Doug. And Doug's like, she's the cleanest one. She's in such a huge protocol with the way the hospital. Well, we don't care. She's around it. So Doug's whole entire world in our sales department had to move to an empty office way on the other side of the building. And people need to know when Doug's coming to work, because some people that know when Doug's coming will leave.
He's a pariah.
He is. He's more so than ever. I mean,
that's awesome.
They sat next to him the entire time while he had the HPV all over his fingers. Nobody ever cared about that, sharing cookies with Doug's. Well, he's spreading out all those STDs, but no.
He should hide behind desks and then pop out.
Yeah.
Doug
is basically Pennywise. He hides in a corner now. You have to ask for him. You have permission to have Doug speak to you.
Wow,
it's
team
crazy.
Him up with Brady. Yeah, we got some problems.
Eventually, they should just move in together and just scare the hell out of our sales staff. But yeah, they have big plastic.
No way, he still has the potential of getting it.
Plastic partitions down there, and everybody's blocking from Doug, and everybody carries it around when they talk to Doug. And he's only allowed on Zoom meetings. I don't know why, but he comes in because he's got to get some stuff done. And
so why isn't Brady being allowed in? Is it more of a trust thing? You think he's going to wander around again?
It's not my call. And I also it's not my call, but it would be. The powers that be have made this call, which is basically once he tests negative, he has to do 14 days all by himself and then test
again.
Yeah,
you got to test negative. You get it twice. You do it 48 hours later and get another test.
Still not coming in.
Now, be honest, Brady.
And,
when you test negative, are the floodgates going to open? What's going to happen here? What do you foresee?
First thing you can't
I'll
wait to
go
do.
Clubbing. Yeah. And
oh, you joke about it.
Yeah. We talked a couple days ago, and he's like,
where's the measure of
confidence? I don't have any. Like you're saying earlier this morning, this year is looking at more of
a wash. Yeah. No tennis. There's no reason to golf.
No village. No golf.
Yeah, you can't do any of that stuff. Ooh, that got quiet.
Oh, yeah. It's just watched over
some
a little.
I know it hurts you to hear it, but you can't. We can't do it. No golf with sick friends. No tennis with your team. That's a crusher.
Yep.
It's a crusher because it's taken away.
Yeah, I had to make that call this week because they're talking about reopening tennis leagues in September, end of September. I'm like, I'm not going to do it.
They needed the thumbs up or thumbs down. My bowling league, when it started right before all this silliness, and we had 1 week, and then a week later – they're like, we're going to close down and we'll start. And then right in the heart of like May 17th, when we opened back up, they called and they're like, we're opening back on Tuesday. And I'm like, no, you're not. That's silly. I said, No, you're not.
Seems rash.
We are. I'm telling you, we are. I'm like, no, you're not.
Are they in there? Because there's some bowling places
bowling.
Open.
There's leagues. Yeah, they let it roll. And I'm just not part of it.
Man.
I still want my free ball because that was the league this year was at the end. You all get a choice. You get to go get your own another bowling ball. And, you know, I was like, that's great. It's a good prize. But I don't go.
My poker squash. The only guy in the building here that gets to do what he loves is Toledo. He can whittle at home.
That's right.
And I have been.
You haven't been because you have to go get the wood at Home Depot.
Yeah.
And that's not an essential thing.
Can they deliver
you
some wood?
Well, I have some scraps, but not enough to do all the projects I want. I can make John's holster.
Yeah, I got to make my gun holster. Yeah. Can't you go to just wander around the mean streets of Mesa and find a tree and chop it down?
Old school.
Yeah.
I guess there is some mesquite, but we're in a new community, John. The mesquite really isn't mature yet.
Well, you can leave it. It's not like
you don't want to take from your own.
What are your legs painted
on? You want to do it in a good HOA. That way you can have some litigation and stuff, some fun to.
Yeah. Go to Brady's neighborhood.
Yeah, go over and chop Brady's trees down. He can't come outside and fight you.
What are you doing?
Chopping your tree down, asshole.
Stop it.
No.
That's what the one guy did in our neighborhood. He wanted the tree out of his front common area, and someone came in and cut it down. I don't know who it was. They cut it down. I couldn't stop them.
I'm thinking about doing it at my place.
Cut it down
because there's a tree that I'm not supposed to take care of my front yard. They have the HOA pays for it, and they don't ever trim it back, so it grows over into my area.
It's a mess.
I'm gonna cut the damn thing down or kill it. I don't care. I'm tired of it.
Copper nails. Cut it down. You can't chop those trees down. Well, what are we going to do about it now?
Well, if you're not taking care of it properly.
You're going to plant a new one? Go ahead. That'll be a small tree. You can maintain it easier. I cut it down. Sue me.
Just my pool is just wrecked constantly because of it.
Yeah, screw HOAs all day long. All day and all night long. They're the worst. Yeah, so cut down trees in front of Brady's house right now. He's not allowed to come out and see you. Even if he's negative, he can't come out and see you for 14 days. Yeah, and Brady, you can't golf. That's the other thing. And that sucks. I talked to Tripp about that a while ago. Because I pay an unbelievable amount of money to be part of a club that I'm across the street from, and I can't go. And he's got his, you know, he can see golf courses from where he lives. And people are out there, and it's just making him mad. Look at him. All out there golfing, not caring. I'm going to get drunk.
It's going to be easy this weekend not to golf.
Yeah. This is when I used to love it.
Really? 115?
Yeah, nobody's there.
You can, wide open.
We used to play, and it was 112 to 114 was guaranteed your golf course. We'd get 36 holes in about 4 hours. We'd just blaze through. That was my favorite time to play. Get a little mango towel, put it on your neck, and you're gone, man. Icy cold. I love the heat. Doesn't bother me. This is bad to, like, exert yourself in, but it doesn't. This is when everybody goes in. This was when, I mean, essentially the 117 degrees was our COVID of the past. It made everybody go away. Restaurants were empty. Golf courses were empty. You could go out and do whatever you wanted if you could bear the heat.
Oh, now we're fighting to go out and do it.
Now we can't wait to just gather in piles in it. Please, nobody tells me I can't go outside with a group of folk. It's 117 out there. I don't care.
Great reason to stay home.
I want to be in a people pile. To your mask. Good Christ, man. Your loogie's boiling. You should be inside. No way. People piles. I've been fighting to be in people piles my entire life. I don't know what government agency thinks they can keep me out of them. Never, ever, ever. If the government told you you had to be in a people pile, you'd fight. That's the thing that's driving me. You got to go out there and just smash into, like, get like a group of people, like ants, just crawling all over each other. You got to do it. Government says you got to. You'd be like, I'm not going in any people pile. No, they tell you right now, you can't be in a people pile. I got to be in a people pile.
I had a moment of clarity about 12 years ago. I went down on Mill with a buddy, met up with a buddy. We go into a bar. It's like a Friday night. Standing, I mean, you're being smashed together. I mean, you could barely move. One of those little bars on Mill, right?
Can't do it.
Trying to fight your way to the bar to get a drink.
Yeah.
Standing there for 20 minutes.
To be ignored.
Yes. 20 minutes. The guy's going back and forth. Yes. All the hot chicks are getting the drinks. Yes.
Hang on, Chief. Hang on, Chief.
So finally get the drink. We drink it. We stare at each other. We go, we got to get the F out of here.
Because you can only order one at a time.
And that was it. That was the last time I'm like, I'm not doing this anymore.
I don't know when it started for
me. What is the point?
The same social anxiety disorder for me has always been like, there's too many people in there. I just won't go in places that are full of people. Like, concerts are always like, okay, for some reason that's never bothered. Because there was always this, like, a regimented spacing, and it was in my control. I could get away from
You're being entertained.
But in bars?
But these bars that... They're just bars. You know, there's music playing, maybe a band in the corner.
Yep. The worst.
It's just not worth it.
No. The worst. Yeah. And I've never wanted to be in them. And I don't know a single soul that wants that. Like, oh, let's go into that most crowded bar.
When you're younger, you know, when you turn 21, you just kind of have this explosion of trying to do everything.
But you don't do it alone. That's the thing. It's all peer pressure of, like, we're going over to Rula Bula. And it's just puking people. And you still try to cram in there because all your buddies and everybody's too pussy to go. I'm not going in there. This is dumb. There's chicks all over in there. Eh.
Yeah, you got a better chance of cutting one out of the herd.
I was always the guy who goes, I'm not going in there. I didn't go out and do a lot of stuff on Mill because it was just always too many
people.
You
end up getting passed over a lot by those friends.
Yeah,
because
they always
like
wanted to go do dumb stuff. So I said, you guys are just going to walk up and down Mill and pile in with a bunch of people, have one beer, and act like we're having the time of our lives. We're not. I can stand in my family room and have a beer and enjoy it a lot more than I would smashed up against a bunch of sweaty weirdos not getting laid.
Held Toledo for a few years. You were like the king of the strip club. You were going out every weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I was hanging out with the boys from Mo Money Pawn.
Yeah.
And they had connections, so we walked in like kings.
Yeah. And the better part
was as a single dude, it was it was cool for a while.
And you know what they do for the people who are kings? Rope off a special area so you don't have to hang out in the people pile.
Exactly right.
And that's the only reason
exactly
you went.
Exactly right.
That's the only reason I go to
special treatment.
Yep. You get special treatment.
The doorman knew us.
They isolate you
bartender
from
knew
people.
Us.
That is extra money.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to Vegas and they're like, you get a little extra on this one, we're going to put you away from the people. That is a feature that would cost another $1,000, and I'd pay it. Would you like to be in the mix of the piles, or do you want your own private little VIP box? Well, I don't want to be with people. Well, it's extra money to not be with them. I'll pay that.
Before when all this started in March, I was going to do that for my birthday. Killswitch Engage, get the little VIP area.
Yeah, right, so you didn't have to slam into everybody else and slug around with all the shoulder to shoulders. You had your own little space to move.
That would have been great.
It's extra money to get out of the crowd. And for some reason, everybody's fighting to be in one again. Can't wait to be out there with people. We hate each other. Since when has this kumbaya love thing about being together ever been a thing?
Well, the giant gatherings, too, because they're outdoor, it just feels safer.
No,
I'm outdoor.
Idiots.
They cram in. They have the, you know,
can't get
the
it
Lake
outdoors.
Havasu. And,
right. Well, because idiots think that when you're outside, you can't catch it because the message has been so poorly presented that you can eat on a patio. But what they're saying is you can eat on a patio so long as it's just like you and like two other people who are 25 feet from you. That's all we know. We don't know what anything
you
is.
You don't get up. You don't brush and each again, other. You don't go by each other.
Maybe they're all wrong, but make it go away faster.
Yep.
Please. Everybody, just stop talking about the numbers you think you know. I don't know anything. Maybe it's all wrong, but this seems to be the way that we've chosen to get through it quicker, and we're all fighting it.
Yeah, whatever we have been doing isn't working.
It's not
right?
working. So
actively
everybody lock it,
it
up, because that actually hate to break it to the people, and I don't like it either. It did work.
Yeah.
We didn't have huge numbers when everybody was locked up. When everything was shut down, we didn't have a problem. It started to kind of wean itself out. The second they unlocked it and we got stupid, it grew like, you know, wildfire, and we're trying to figure out what's wrong with how it, no, we know. We know deep down. It's just, it's, you know, crush the economy for it. But it's crushing it this way, too. So all
we are number one in the world.
In the world.
We have more cases than I think
world.
Any other country right now.
Over the last few, like we're over percentage.
The, sorry, yeah, over the last 2 weeks, yeah.
Per capita.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're crushing it. We're flat crushing it. Good on you, kids. And it sucks. I hate it. But I want it to go away so fast. And whatever the straight line is to making this less.
And we're not the only ones that go nuts when they're let out. Oh. Apparently in London they...
Oh, they did
they
everywhere.
Berserkers.
Because people are stupid. Like, the general public's like, all right.
So some of the pubs had to shut down again. Yeah. And they're like, oh, whoa, this got crazy.
Yeah. And they went out there and just...
Talk about habit. I mean, those pubs. You know, you're talking some of them 300, 400 years, just generation after generation. That's where you gather.
Yeah. Here's my thought, then. If the pub's been around for, what Brady's claiming, 400 years, it'll survive. It's going to make it through this.
Yeah, I know, but they're just so used to that gathering.
But I'm just saying,
pint.
Like, you can't look anybody in the eye and go, don't worry about it. The Winchester's not going to close.
That's what I've been saying this for a while. It's because your cheese got moved. That's why you're mad.
Oh, your cheese has been. It has nothing
to do with actually enjoying it that much. The
worst part about your cheese moving is that somebody is there looking at it going, on your cheese on top. And like, now I've found my cheese and it's covered in spit. I got to get new cheese. Got to find all new cheeseware.
And they go there a couple of times and like, look, nothing happened there. It's okay.
Right.
I'll just keep going back.
Because we're dumb. And we're spoiled. Yeah, England did the same thing and all this other stuff. And we're all going to have some sort of a deal. But it did work. I hate to say that, but it did work when we all shut her down. That was the one like statistic you saw it all start to kind of wean off. And it's like, oh, okay. Well, we're not allowed outside.
Which is why I gave them the false sense of security to open back.
Right.
Things
they thought,
back
they get it. Everybody gets it. Again, like we said yesterday, the biggest mistake they made was trusting the general public would understand that it worked and to kind of ease back in. We don't ease into anything. Chase Rice is going on tour. After all that heat he got for that show, he's like, I'm still going. There's still places that are going to pay me, and I'm going to go. And hopefully they understand what social distancing is. No, we know how concerts worked, and nobody's changed it. So when we go, there's going to be 4,000 people smashed together.
Is that dude the only one?
No, there's a bunch of them. Evidently, Tennessee has told them that they, you know, there's a couple concerts that are going on pretty much weekly, and they're, you know, whatever. It's just killing your money. Oh, it drives me bananas. And I hate it as much as anybody, but faster. That's all I care about. Faster. It's like working in the sun. Get up and try to get it all done. Quit complaining about it. That just means we stand in the sun longer. Let's just try to expedite this as quick as possible. I mean, God damn it, you think your day is bad? The kid who had a scholarship for sailing to Stanford is crying his eyes out all week long, and you think you got problems. His butler has to bring him a new tissue every few minutes. What do you got on the big board of musical treats over there?
All right, Wake Up Song brought to you by ELOteam.com. Check out our website. We're doing a little back-to-school drive. You can scroll down and donate right there from your computer. Just click on the little Amazon link and help out some kids. ELOteam.com. We got Killswitch Engage up here. The Signal Fire, Disturbed, Land of Confusion. That's about right. Yeah. Devil Driver, Sail for the sailing this morning.
I think that's the one.
Pantera. Yeah.
In honor of the Stanford sailing team being dismissed, Devil Driver, Sail will have to be what we go with because so disappointing.
Well, I don't know if you've heard Fauci talk about a couple of the vaccines are going to go through the final stage of the trial. And if you're up to being a volunteer to be a test a vaccine for the COVID-19, coronaviruspreventionnetwork.org.
What are you telling us for? You go do it.
Well, I've already had it.
I know, but go get to make this positive go to negative. It doesn't mean you can't catch it twice. We know a guy who's got it the second time.
They probably want somebody in the beginning.
Yeah. Well, how will you know?
Let me find out.
If I don't have it and I never had it, and then this vaccine and I never get it, they can't say the vaccine was
lying. It's got to be people in the beginning stages.
Yeah. You got to give it to somebody right away. You should get it. If you test positive today, Brady, you go get tested. Get that negative. Get that straight line. And you should give all your blood, too, because evidently they're using that stuff to help out for immunity stuff. People who've had it, they're asking for their blood. You should go hand that over.
It's all clotted up.
Yeah, no, that's why. It'll be a double test. We'll make sure that you're still flowing.
And when he dies, they can just take it out.
Right. I guess they'll just use it then. When your clots get you. Just go over there and get all your blood and get the vaccine. Yeah, I would volunteer for it, but don't they have to give it to you first? Like, you would have to have it to be a volunteer. Yeah.
I'm looking at
that. That's the only thing that makes sense. You have to actually be active with the disease before you can get the vaccine. And vaccines are supposed to prevent it, not.
Yeah, I would imagine they're asking for people that have it. Yeah. You have to be early on.
I mean, if it's
they would take it to the hospital, wouldn't they? And ask people there, and those are the people that are really sick.
Yeah, I mean, the ones who are just typing it, I'll do it. Do you have it? I don't know, maybe.
If you're on a ventilator right now, give me whatever. Fix me. I don't care.
Yeah, because if you're not sick, they can't prove that it worked. Unless they suck your blood out and see if it's
good. They give you the vaccine, and then they send you out clubbing.
Right. You got to go make out with a bunch of sick people. I think that's it. And then the worst news is when Fauci sees you, it didn't work, and now you've got it real bad. Oh, thanks,
Doc. My evil plan is worked. It's all because I had an idea, and it's my plandemic.
It's all fake.
Yep.
Vaccines.
I shot him full of baking soda, and now he's going to go out to the clubs. Finish him.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Evil Fauci. Yeah,
vaccines, isn't that the thing you get before you're sick?
Maybe they take it and they give you the vaccine and then they expose you to the COVID.
And then they pull their blood out
to see if it fights it.
Maybe they do that. Like they pull. I don't know how it works, but yeah. And whatever. Volunteer for it, Brady.
Science.
Volunteer immediately. You are the guinea pig. You are patient zero at KUPD. Come on, man. Volunteer for all that stuff. You got it? I got to get a computer. Toledo's been running all over.
Him and Johnny Vella. Johnny Vella's out of the hospital.
Vella wasn't here,
finally.
Though. That was because Vella was kicked out back in March.
Yeah.
Because
it's a good call by you, John.
Get them all out. Yeah, I said it. I'm like, Vella's my biggest fear. This guy comes in here on a Sunday, fingers all bee-cheetoed, stuffed in his nose and his mouth the whole time, touching all the things I touch, going up to pacing strip clubs, having a steak, rubbing up against the squish.
I was texting with him. He's like, you finally out of the hospital, man? He's like, yeah. Like it was touch and go for a while. Yeah,
he was in bad shape at first.
Yeah, he was pretty bad.
And that'll teach you the thing I've been saying to everybody for years and years and years. Don't go to Payson. He went to Payson.
See what happens?
You go back and listen to...
Where else shouldn't we go? Tucson?
When the debate was... Tucson. When I sat with Larry and the debate was, do I let the weekenders come in? And my first word, hell no! You can't trust them. And he's like, really? I'm like, Johnny Vella? And then we went on the air
Brandon
the next
Love?
Day.
Come
the
on.
Next day we went on the air, and I said, John Vella is the one I'm most worried about. He rubs up against all – his standards are to touch everybody and he tries to finger everybody. He's a player. He's got to sit it out. We're benching him for a little bit. So we kicked out all the weekenders way before this thing got bad, and then he caught it, but not here.
Because most of them are club DJs.
Yeah, technically John Vella doesn't even count as an employee of KUPD. This year, We'll have him back. He's great, but he's been gone since March because he's John Vella. His nickname is John Vella, the COVID fella, and that's what we called him before he had it.
John Vella, the COVID fella.
We all said it.
Well, like, Brady needs a wacky nickname.
No, he does. Yeah, Brady does have a wacky nickname. No, we can't say it on the air.
It's that bad.
Yeah. Well, Brady gave it to himself, I think.
The Corona Gorilla?
Inconsiderate piece of...
Brady gave it to himself. You got it? Ready to go? It's sale. For all you kids that were looking forward to that sailing scholarship to Stanford, now what are you going to do? You end up at MCC over there at one of the lakes at Dobson Ranch trying to sail your way through life. It's just not going to happen.
Our country is facing a major crisis. We need to find out what's causing it.